Welcome to episode 68 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. Let me tell you a story of a disaster. Once upon a time, there was a species that arose on our planet. Starting with a very small population, this particular species learned to use new energy sources and new materials. Over time, they spread across the entire globe. While this was great for them, unfortunately, they were releasing toxic material into the ocean and into the air. Many other species that could not tolerate the toxic material began to die off, pushed to the edge of extinction and beyond. This happened between 2.5 and 3 billion years ago with the rise of cyanobacteria. The toxic material that was being released was oxygen. Before, there was a great deal of oxygen dissolved in the ocean water and in the atmosphere. Most forms of life could not tolerate its presence. They'd never encountered it before, at least not in large concentrations. There were some bacteria that had learned to use sunlight for an energy source. The first to do this were probably purple-red bacteria. They had evolved a pigment which would signal the presence of warmth by reacting with infrared light, and then they would migrate towards it, either by crawling across a substrate, like the ocean floor, or swimming through the waters. Since sunlight also has infrared in it and provides heat, they began to use sunlight as a source of energy. It was the first occurrence of photosynthesis, although that form of photosynthesis does not produce free oxygen. Photosynthesis requires some material that will donate electrons. The earliest forms of photosynthesis used things like sulfur or calcium carbonate. But cyanobacteria learned to use water. This was much more available than the various minerals that had been used previously. This gave them an enormous competitive advantage, and they spread across the globe. Their first appearance, to the time when oxygen became widely available and started to cause all those problems, had a somewhat of a lag, as much as 900 million years. There are a number of theories as to why the lag occurred. My favorite is that there was a chemical sink going on. Whether or not it was the cause of the lag, we do know there was iron dissolved in the ocean that began to combine with the oxygen and then precipitate out of the water to form huge beds of rust, iron ore. There are banded deposits of iron ore all over the seabed and in various places that have been exposed through the action of plate tectonics and or erosion. There were many other chemicals that had not combined with oxygen that were happy to do so. In fact, many minerals that did not exist before large amounts of oxygen were available were formed during this time and continue to be formed today. After those chemicals had been exhausted, and oxygen began to appear in large amounts. As I said, many species died out. In addition, the early atmosphere had a great deal of methane in it. Methane will burn. Combined with oxygen, you get CO2 and water. CO2 and even water vapor are greenhouse gases, but so is methane. It's thought that as the methane was chemically interacting with the oxygen and leaving the atmosphere, it triggered the first and likely the greatest ice age our planet has endured. covering the entire planet, putting us in a condition nicknamed a snowball Earth. This was a time when life slowed drastically, simply because of the very cold temperatures. It even threatened cyanobacteria itself. Every species that reaches a global population starts from a small one. There is always a population explosion. Every species that covers the globe affects the entire global environment. Those species that are able to adapt to the changes they cause will thrive. Cyanobacteria is still here today. It's thought that cyanobacteria is responsible for up to half the oxygen production going on right now. They occur in environments from high deserts and great heat to hydrothermal vents to oceans, even embedded in rocks within the frozen landscape of Antarctica. They are arguably one of the most successful forms of life on the planet, even though they caused problems when they first appeared. Another form of life arose that could use the oxygen and oxygen's habit of combining with other chemicals as an energy source to drive their metabolism, which began the rise of the animals. Next time, sex.